नौपातलानि कर्पूरवासित तरम तरलाक्षिदत्वा। काले कदा तो मया आचमनीय दत्त काष्ठादिकं प्रणयतः परम अर्पणीयं जुग्मकम्। ऑर्डिनरी मीनिंग इज दिस दैट ओ तरलाक्षी whose eyes are so much taral, chanchal,
restless,
not restless only,
moving.
Taral means like water, means full of tears. Also it may be thinking the pastimes of Krishna. This has occurred before and now she is remembering the pastimes. She wants to see Krishna in that stage and remembering the pastimes, her eyes is full of tears. So Taralakshi, O Taralakshi, Radhike, will I have any of this fortune that Ami, that when you have taken your meal, Krishna or remnants and everything is he has taken everything, then after taking anything we wash hands and mouth and clear teeth is etc. So she is praying Srimati Radhika, O Taralakshi, after taking your meal, will I have Sobhagya,
great fortune,
that the water mixed with glove
rose
flowers, the taste of and the fragrance of water is like gulab, and karpur mixed, karpur means
camphor
mixed, so tasteful and fragrant water I will give you on your hands to wash, and I will help you in washing hands and mouth. Here Taralakshi Taralakshi means Sripad Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the pastimes and wants to service Srimati Radhika. Here there are two ways of remembering Krishna pastime. One aroh and second avaroh. You know aroh and avaroh?
Ascending and descending.
Ascending means to do anything by or one try.
By one's own effort.
Effort. We should try our efforts to do anything. The remembrance is coming by our, we are trying and that is coming. This is ascending by our try. Bhakti, when we do Sravanam, Kirtan, Smaranam, we try to do it. And another is automating coming from upward. When we try, there are so many difficulties. All other remembrance in this world, material, comes and stops that. When we chant, when we remember our Guru Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, Aro, and any other thing, sometimes we see that mind is not there, mind is somewhere. But if mantra comes himself, there, no restriction, nothing. When by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of any associates of Krishna or by the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnavas, if the remembrance or bhakti comes, that is, when that comes before bhav, we should try and we try. But so many things are there. But when by mercy the pastimes of Krishna comes itself, then everything is right. No. But difficulty or no obstacle comes. It comes in spontaneous. This is the main difference between these two. When in Nishtha, we can do it, in Nishtha we do Naam, we chant Hari name, and we listen Hari Katha. But there are so many obstacles in this. We realize it. But when bhav comes, if we try, that obstacle should come, but they will not come. So here in aroha pantha and avaroha pantha, So here Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the pastimes and it is coming in avaroha, descending. So he is almost ananya.
Uninterrupted.
And easily something is going on. But if it is aro, sometimes need, sleepness, idleness, so many another things will come. But there is a thing that if in any sadhak that descending is coming from by the mercy of pastimes, or the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, it is coming. Then it may be that that pastime will not come in krama
order.
In order. Like Sukadeva Goswami, everything coming from up. He is not trying to tell anything. Everything is coming automatically. That he has told that Mukharid. Mahan Mukharita.
Tasmin
Mahan Mukharita. Madhubhis Charitra. Piyush Ashesha. Sarita Parita Pravanti. Taje Pivanta Nibha. Gard Krishna. Gard Karnai. Tannas Prishati. Trida Sok Moha Bhaya. Here he is telling that. In Srimad Bhagavatam, that Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhubhis Charitra. When in a devotee, a rasik devotee, tattvajna devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, is going to tell any Harikatha, Mahan Mukharita, Harikatha itself comes, and this Harikatha is Krishna himself. Bhagavan name is himself Krishna, no difference. Abhinna, Abhinatsat Nama Nami. So Harikatha and Krishna is the same. Here Harikatha and Nanda Nandan, Nanda Kishore, Aradha comes. Arash Vihari is same as Harikatha. So when by the its mercy, when Harikatha comes in a sadhak, not sadhak, devotee, rasik devotee, if anyone has chance to hear that Harikatha, is coming itself. So if any devotees has, sadhak has chance to hear, he has no desire of eating, drinking, no shok, no moha, no bhaya, everything goes away. Like Parikshit was hearing all this, he forget that after 7 days, a snake will cut him. No shok, moha, bhaya. He was drowned in forgetfulness and realizing the taste of Harikatha. This is Malli Harikatha, West Harikatha. Krishna comes and enters by the doors of here and comes here. And he removes everything. But in our heart, there are so many offenses and everything of this birth and past. And we have no hankering of Harikatha like Parikshit Maharaj. And we are not a kagrachitta. We are thinking so many things, past and future, now. There are so many things are there. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in Raghunath Das Goswami, that Harikatha, remembrance of the Harikatha is coming automatically. And if we hear by Shraddha, everything will be washed away, and we will be also able to hear like Raghunath Das Goswami, I remember. So here, when Sukadeva Goswami is telling Harikatha, especially telling from birth to Dwarka Leela in 10th canto, his pastimes become upset. Upset means not in order.
Kramahin.
He is telling one katha of which will come in future, but he is telling first and this will come after that. In so many places it has been occurred like so. So Raghunath Das Goswami here in Bilap Kusmanjali has not written like Nishanta Leela, Pratar Leela, then Aparanha Leela, then Madhyanha Leela, and then Sayanga Leela, Nakta Leela, not in order. When he remembers, when that Leela comes itself, he is praying like this. Understand my bhav?
Yeah.
This is Swarasiki.
Swarasiki. And all Leelas are here, Nitya. So when that Leela comes in him, he describes and he prays like so. But if a man is in his sense and doing according to his remembrance, that is in Aroha Pantha, he will carefully do it in Krama. But here there is no Krama. So this is most powerful because pastimes are coming itself. And on your sadhak, not so powerful. So he is remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That last night or last daytime when Radha, when Srimati Radhika went in Nanda Bhavan and preparing all these things, Amrit Keli, that is Piyush Bhatika. Piyush Bhatika, you know? Piyush mane Amrita. Piyush. Pine se ajar amar aadmi ban jayega. When we drink it, it will be ajar amar. No death and nothing. That is called Piyush. And very, very madhu, sweet at a time. That is called Piyush. And Bhatika means like
bowl or paddy.
When Radha and Krishna are sleeping in Nishanta Leela and Sakhi are peeping, they are seeing that Mayur and Kokil and everything are rising. These are beaming, and the air is blowing so dhire dhire.
Dhire dhire.
Slowly.
Very slowly. Everything is anukul of that vilas. Anukul means everything is favorable for Krishna and Radha meeting. At that time, when they are roaring more, especially when murgi.
Peacock, female.
Are noising. They feel disturbance and they somewhat do like this. They are sleeping and waking both, but more sleeping. After some time they woke and they sat on the bed. Sakhi knew that this is the time of our services. Taking kasturi, chandan, kumkum, flowers and everything, chamar, pejan, bhupdani, angardani. Angardani means the pot on which bhup and etc. ghee is given. And very good smell of that thing is coming. So taking everything, they at once entered the kund. The pile was then almost
ankles
was roaring like hansa, swan. They at once knew that some are coming, but as a half sleeping, they could not mark that who is coming. They entered Lavang Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari and some Manjaris. At first, not Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi. Only these entered. They thought that they are sleeping and waking. So, Padya Seva, they give Piyush Bhatika in their mouth, not yet Tambul. Because if they will give Tambul, Tambul will go here and disturb anything. Because they are not waking, they are sleeping. A Piyush Bhatika, it will give some rush and slowly they will come in wakeness. So they took it and became so pleased. After they wake and all pastimes are going on. Here, at that time, Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna, Krishna is seeing towards Srimati Radhika. She means Rati Manjari, that is Bhanumati also, Tulsi Manjari also name, three names. As Manjulali has them, Leela Manjari also. So, every Sakhi has so many names also. According to Leela. So here, Tarlakshi Mane, she is seeing, she is remembering that past tense. At that time, he is remembering the Purvarag of me, Purvarag. He has she has, Srimati Radhika has seen Krishna anywhere. And her eyes are like a deer, which is so frightened. Frightened? Dar gaya. And that deer is so bachcha.
Baby.
Have you seen? And she is so frightened. And seeing here and there. Srimati Radhika is doing like so. Remembering that at the time, Long Manjari, Rati Manjari, Roop Manjari are coming there. You are hearing? They are telling, Roop Manjari is telling Srimati Radhika like this, trembling, Srimati Radhika, why you are so? Have anyone has taken your mind and fled away? I think that you are not here, only you are by your body here. But anything your has been gone, stolen, I see, because your mind and everything is not here. Why you are going up and down, here and there, sometimes in home and sometimes out of home, outside of home? Why you are doing so? I see that, Roop Manjari is telling, and she is remembering who? Rati Manjari, who is now going to serve Srimati Radhika. So these are the explanation of Tarlakshi. Why Tarlakshi? So Radhika has always Purvaraga. Radhika has also is always like Avishar. She is also Swadhin Bhartrika. Everything her is perpetual. In Srimati Radhika or in gopis who are Nitya Siddha, there is no Purvarag, but yet Purvarag is always. If Srimad Bhagavata is will told and everything will told, then yet there is Purvaraga. If our Shraddha will be as frame, but yet Shraddha will be there. Understand? If our Shraddha will come into bhava, asakti or bhava or mahabhava, but yet Shraddha will be there. So, in this perpetual aprakita lila, all things are there. If Krishna, Radha and Krishna had done ras, there should be no purvarag, worldly. But Srimati Radhika purvarag is there. He is saying day and night, but yet Srimati Radhika sees that I have never seen Krishna. Or Krishna sees that I have never seen Srimati Radhika. This is Anurag. No. Naya. Naya means
new and new.
Becoming new. This is the sign of Anurag.
Ever fresh.
So Purvarag is there. So he is remembering that in Purvarag, what are the signs of Radhika? Sakhi are coming and doing parihas naram ukti. Parihas, you know?
Joking.
Parihas means having in their heart anything and telling anything. Man uchatan. If a man mind has been stolen by anyone, man uchatan. Srimati Radhika has no mind in any work doing. Always man uchatan means mind is not
mind disturbed.
And niswar sagar, she is doing. Why? Because she is not seeing Krishna. And kadamba kane, and she is looking where Krishna can be seen. Always in this. They are telling that why you have so your avastha. Avastha means why you have, why you are so. Now at this time we have no shame at all, in Purvarag also, and here also. You have, your senses are not here, because if your senses are there, you are in senses. Your anchal, anchal means
border on the cloth.
This cloth is not on this, here and there, but you don't care. And if you are in senses, at once you will cover it. But now we see that here are your sasur, sas, and all are here. But you have no shame and anything. You are seeing that all are here, but you are not seeing. You are seeing that I am alone. Oh, we remember you that Vayase Kishori. And Rajkumari, not an ordinary girl. And after all, you are a very new bridegroom.
Newly married.
So you should keep your shame so that anyone cannot laugh upon you. Imba Abhilas, what you are desiring, tell us. We will help you. Why you are so anxious? We are not understanding even. You should, we are your well-wisher. We will help you in every respect. Chandidas is telling, Chandidas, if you will not tell, I know this fact. I am doing anuman. Anuman means I am imagining. Inferring means?
Like, almost like speculating, using logic, using the intelligence to understand the reason.
What?
Inferring.
But you have come in the trap of any Kaliya. And he has Kati, and by that being poison, you are upset, you don't know anything. I will try to manage it. So don't be worried. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to hear all this. So here, at that time, the eyes of
Srimati Radhika, in part of the see that the Tulsimanjari is remembering, and that is why she is telling that, oh, Sarlakshmi. Sarat, there may be all other so many pastimes connected to this. So many pastimes. She has done other poetry, pastimes. That is Purabhi Deya Sotra and so many. In his, this Savavali, and so many. Rupdev Goswami has written in his Somala, that is Karpanya Panjika. For good he has done in his first of Swabhi, Swabhilasa or any Utkalika Ballari, so many. Yes. Prabhadananda Saraswati has written an Anukul Pabda, Anukul Mansa, Sadharajan. He has told that Gopalangan Kartane Sudiharan Sit Vadhare Lajya. He is telling that Krishna will not be so happy or in Bhakti Bhut. In Bhakti Bhut means he doesn't call it without Bhakti Bhut. And by chanting or remembering or doing service like Raghunath Das Goswami and remembering like Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna can call it. But any other else have, he will not be but he. Prabhupada Saraswati is telling that Gopalangana Kardamesu, the Gopak Nandagana, that cows are there. By their urine and by their gobar, everything is like mud. And there, Krishna goes on his danger.
Why?
This is very absurd. That is why he is telling. Why you do like this? Here, mother has given symphony. Symphony, you know? Here in his kamar. Symphony, in his foot. Well, that is symphony. In Hindu. Then he rolling sometimes and Krishna from what we found him. He knows everything in whole body, everywhere, but he don't know why. From where this sound is coming and stop this. Everything has been his body is with gobar and mutra, go mutra. Once he was going to and whole cat hole was very small God's self, the whole white and very strong and very beautiful. When he got hold of himself, he actually jumped up and began to run. And Krishna began to fly, mouth upside, but not yet living, and rolling in the gobar and Brahma and Narada. Why watching, why wondering how this Parabrahma here is, and he is weeping there, but not at that time Yashodama and others came and they rebuked Krishna, why he has done so? And they at once got hold of that car and forcibly they then they cut around him. Here he is seen by his the Prabodhanam. It is very wonderful that the very pure sails of Muni, Brahmin, Vipra-dhare lajjate. You don't go to Vipra-abhara. Abhara means yajna. And they recite so many and pray by Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Sam Veda. Right? And calling you from your time now, thousand years. But you don't go there. Perhaps you ascend there. Ascend there. What can you do to go there? And here, you don't come in. You go. They are not Brahmins. They are not literate. They only do cow herding. And in the, why it is done that? They are not calling you. But yet you are going there. And Guru say, go brisha, aham kutai, tuti satayu, nai vidhat se sata. More though, wonderful is that, Prabhupada means that, more wonderful is that, satam, sabjan, sadhu, for thousand and thousand years, from so many births, they recite from Ved, Yajur Ved, and yet you don't hear, you are Badhir. Badhir means death. All sounds doesn't go in your ear. But, oh, it is wonderful that you ran after cows and cows, cuffs. And they order Gopal, but you go and go behind all cows and calves. And he is obeying the orders of old goat. And they are not only this. Here, it Krishna tells that dhiri dhiri, tiri tiri, niri niri, si si, to his, starting with cows. Si means, oh, you should take water. Si. Niri niri, here is water, you should go there. Tiri Tiri, you should come, return and come to this place, dry place, but then. So he is telling all these things to cows and calves, what to tell about goats and gopis. But he is there to see the Sam Veda, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and all these things. Perhaps you are just to see. But wonderful, it is very wonderful that you, what to tell and what to hear, you should do all these things. So Grandam, Madan Pastor, those who are found and bound, found them to Sikha, you know? To control Antar Indriya, men with the Ankaranti, this is from. And them means to control all these things, out of Indriya, this is them. So those who have control from them, Titiksa and all other quantities, all these things. And their heart is pure, no ambition, no desire, worldly desire or anything. And they are about ready to go to salvation, Brahmacinta. But and they are doing sacrifices and giving so many things to Krishna, but they don't take anything. They are in sacrifice giving so many things. Your hands are not in order, so you don't take anything. But when in Vrindavan we see and we wonder that by that hand, by that mouth, they are offering so much and so many things. It does not take anything. But here in Brazil, Krishna, when in a wrath or any time, or in Avisar ke baad mein, bas Avisar ke baad mein, Avisarika, Dasak Tavya, Utkankhita, Khandita, after Khandita. Khandita, you know? Khandita means Krishna has promised to come. But time was over and Krishna could not. When night was over and only some time was there, at last he appeared there. And in so much, with so much time, at that time he become furious, see, Naita, become so furious, and he is telling that Jahi Jahi Madhava, Hari Hari Jahi. He is telling that, O Madhav, at least you out of my kingdom. You should not tell lies. You are telling lie, I am known. And you are bahana bana rahe hain. You are bahana. Bahana means cheating. Telling another thing and offered anything. So at once she should go. And she orders to her Palyadasi, doctor, keep this teacher out of my view, so that I may not see him. And when they are giving out that Krishna at that time, fell from the feet of Gopi, Devi Padma Pallavam, Margarala Khandanam, Mamasivasi Mandanam, Devi Padma Pallavam. And you do like this so many times. But if you don't care for this satan, how wonderful is it? So now I declare with drum beating that you are only the subject to Gopi and those who follow Gopi, not you others. So Krishna speaks to Radhika, and Radhika speaks to Krishna with taral eyes. Taral means
full of tears.
Full of tears. So Tarlakshi is telling, she is addressing to her, to Srimati Radhika, thinking the past times of, remembering the past times of last night or anything. And Srimati Radhika is remembering that as if Chaitanya Omni, Raramanand and Saurav Damodar are remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reminding all these things. And Mahaprabhu is weeping and telling all these things. Here, the Sakhi, especially Tulasi or Rati Manjari, is remembering Srimati Radhika by this Srimati Radhika, all the time. Both are thinking this past time. And Radhika becomes so rough here. Remember. She is that I'm seeing Krishna. So she is Saralakshmi. When I had the opportunity at that time, you will order that, bring water. Then I will bring water mixed with rose and kharpoor, and very slowly I will give it in your hand. And you will wash your hands and mouth. Then some very soft towel means bastra. And after that I will do other sila. After this we will give perhaps tambul ritika. So a sadhak should remember all these things. Like two ways. And that Leela comes in any so much Saubhagyamanji. Leela, it comes down. And he has not, he's not trying to remember everything. As if all Leela are coming down. And if it is not, this is right. If you have that kind of
there's no memory.
You'll have to keep all these things. It is not so
Laddu Soda.
That's the type. You described it, that there's no further, further
so why they are, how they are living.
What you have, do according. When it will come, do according.
Srila Goswami explained that even though there is no past, present and future, still there is some sense of the past time.
And when you will go, you will tell you. We see in this of the sadhaka avastha too, that there is no past, future and all this. If a man is nerd, he cannot think what is past, future and present. No? So if a man is met in Krishna prince, no past, future and present. That is all in